Chapter 9, Section 4. Progressivism under Taft. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the reforms of Teddy Roosevelt's presidency. In this section, you will learn about the reforms and political problems of the next president, William Howard Taft. Taft becomes president. Why did Taft have problems? President Roosevelt promised not to run for another term. Instead, he wanted William Howard Taft to become president. Taft had been Roosevelt's Secretary of War, and Roosevelt felt Taft would carry out his policies. Taft was elected in 1909, and he did continue many of the progressive programs. In fact, he busted more than twice as many trusts as Roosevelt had. However, Taft was not as effective as Roosevelt had been. He had many problems in office. His first problem came over tariffs. Taft wanted to lower tariffs. He supported the Payne Bill, which was passed in the House. However, the Senate passed a weakened version of the bill, the Payne-Aldrich tariff. The revised bill did not lower tariffs much at all. The progressives in Taft's own Republican Party were annoyed. Another problem for Taft arose over conservation. Conservationists, like Gifford Pinchot, the head of the U.S. Forest Service, believed that wilderness areas could be managed for public enjoyment as well as private development. This meant, for instance, that someone could make a profit by logging land that belonged to the federal government. This was called a multi-use land program. Taft appointed Richard A. Ballinger as Secretary of the Interior. Ballinger did not want to keep so much federal land in reserve. He wanted to free up land for forestry and mining. He wanted to sell some land for private uses. When he did these things, Pinchot complained. Pinchot accused him of misusing the natural resources for commercial interests. As a result of Pinchot's criticism, Taft felt he had to fire him from the U.S. Forest Service. Question 1. In what two areas did Taft have problems? The Republican Party splits. Why did the Republican Party split? The Republican Party had two wings. One, the progressives, who wanted change, and two, the conservatives, who did not want reform. Taft was not able to hold the two wings of his party together. The two groups disagreed over Taft's support of political boss Joseph Cannon. Cannon was Speaker of the House of Representatives, and he ran the House his own way. He appointed people to committee positions who weren't the next in line. He even made himself the head of the Committee on Rules. This gave him the power to control what bills Congress would take up. As a result, under Cannon, the House often did not even vote on progressive bills. The Republican Party split over how to handle Cannon. This gave the Democrats a chance to take over the House in the 1910 midterm elections. Democrats had control of the House for the first time in almost 20 years. By 1912, Teddy Roosevelt had decided to run for a third term as president after all. Taft had an advantage because he was already in office. The Republican Party nominated Taft, but Roosevelt's supporters broke off and formed the Progressive Party. This third party was also called the Bull Moose Party. It ran on a platform of reform. The Democrats were in a stronger position now that the Republicans were split. They nominated the reform governor of New Jersey, Woodrow Wilson. Question 2. Who formed the Bull Moose Party? Democrats win in 1912. Who won the election of 1912? The 1912 election offered Americans four main choices: Wilson, Taft, Roosevelt, and the socialist Eugene V. Debs. Wilson campaigned on a progressive platform called the New Freedom. He wanted stronger antitrust legislation, banking reform, and lower tariffs. Both Roosevelt and Wilson wanted to give the government a stronger role in the economy. But they differed over strategies, that is, how to do that. Roosevelt supported government supervision of big business. Wilson opposed all business monopolies or trusts. Debs went even further. He wanted the government to distribute national wealth more equally among the people. Wilson won the 1912 election. He also brought in a Democratic majority in Congress. In all, about 75% of the vote went to the candidates who favored economic reform: Wilson, Roosevelt, and Debs. Because so many people supported reform, Wilson had more power to carry out his reforms once in office. Question 3. What did Wilson have in common with Roosevelt? With Debs,